think it is a real joy, privilege, blessing, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We are thankful for God's precious love. We appreciate multitudes of time. We send His infinite wisdom, Him knowing about all things before anything ever happens. He knows about it. Now, that would be able, hard for us to understand, but we're not talking about man. We're talking about God. He's God, and beside Him, there is none other. He's almighty, everlasting, eternally, morally, invisibly, only wise God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of all mankind. I appreciate Him saving a wretched, vile sinner such as myself and seeing my needs and looking past all my faults and helping me when I couldn't help myself, giving me a place of repentance and cleansing me from all my sins, giving me without price, without money, drink out of a well of living water. And I can truthfully say I've never thirsted again for the world. I've got the love of God in me, not the love of the world. Not to say that I've not been tempted. That's part of being human. We all have temptation. Jesus got in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet He knew no sin, but became sin. You and I, He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He's a sinless one. He's a Savior. The only one that can save you from your sins. He doesn't save you in sin. He saves you from sin. And I'm thankful He took my place, bore my sins in His own body on the tree, died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but He became sin for me personally, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I have been made righteous through His blood. The shedding of His blood bought redemption, bought remission of my sins. And I'm glad I've been born again, as the Bible said, not of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm thankful that I am a brand new creature. Have been for about 39 years now. Brand new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things passed away. All things became new to me when I got converted and born again 39 years ago. What a blessing it is, not just to know about Him, but to know Him as my personal Savior. I'm glad that He saved me, and washed me, and cleansed me, and sanctified me, made me worthy. Thank God I'm qualified now to go to heaven because I'm under His blood. The Bible said outside of the shedding of the blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness for sin. If you're found guilty before God without a blood atonement, without having your sin placed under His blood, His sacrificial death, He died at Calvary, taking our place, bruised by iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace been upon Him, only by His stripes can you get healed. He bore our sin in His own body on the tree. Now, if you're going to go to heaven, if you get to heaven, you have to come in justified in the sight of God Almighty. The only way for that to happen to you, the Bible said that Jesus was delivered for offenses, our sins, and raised again for our justification. Justified, thank God, freely by His marvelous, amazing grace. Go to heaven. You want to go to heaven, beloved? I hope that you do. You have to come in through the door. Jesus is the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. You try to come up any other way, you're going to be found guilty before God Almighty without the atonement, that is the blood, that offering up His blood as a covering for your sins, and you'll be found guilty in sin without hope, without the blessed hope, the wind up tasting the second death, an eternal death, where the fire of the Bible said won't ever be quenched, where the worm will never die, and the smoke of the torment of a second death will ascend up heaven ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. You don't want to die without Him. You don't have to. He died for you. No matter what your sins are, He'll cleanse you and forgive you. You'll get broken contrite. There's not but one unpardonable sin. That's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. That's speaking out, making mockery, speaking out against the work of the Holy Ghost. And beloved, that is an unpardonable sin. But all other manner of sin is forgivable. You can speak a word against the Son of Man. You can cuss and murder and cheat, steal, lie, commit adultery. All these types of sins are forgivable. Now, beloved, they're sinful and ashamed and ungodly, but that's why He died. Not that we should linger in them and live in them any longer, but when you get saved, you put a new heart, a new nature, a new desire in you. Old things pass away and all things become new to you. You'll be a newness of life. You won't have the same desires, won't have the same action, the same attitude when you get saved. If you do, then something's wrong with what you got. Maybe you just put on a case of the do-betters. You turned over a new leaf. You just got the case of the feel-betters. Beloved, that's all you have. There's some type of wild emotional experience. You've never had a personal experience in the Lord Jesus. If you have, beloved, or had, beloved, the Scripture said, if you're saved, you're born again, you are a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. The old things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. Genuine is saved on Him, but from sin. When you get past from death unto life, God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You love the Word of God. The Word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. You have no longer a desire from within, beloved, to run after the sinful things of the world. You want to please him. It's called you and chosen you, loved and qualified you to be a soldier and to go to heaven. You'll want to please him and do the things that are acceptable in his sight. And when you don't, you're saved. I'll guarantee if you fall to sin, and you're capable of doing that, we all are, being human beings, we're all tempted every day. We have a battle, a constant warfare going on in our members, the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And there, beloved, that's a constant, continuous warfare. But we've got the help of the overcomer on the inside, and we don't have any excuse whatsoever, beloved, of not doing God's blessed will. But the Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The failure is on your part. You need to shape up and wake up and, beloved, get in step, get in tune, get in fellowship with the Lord, and cast those weights and those sins that's always beset you aside, and run the race which set before you with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Sure, the work he began in you, he'll complete that. You can't save yourself. You can't keep yourself. These folks will think they're working their way to heaven and they'll talk about being saved by grace and then say, if you don't do this, you don't do that, you can't go to heaven. Well, don't know what they're talking about. They're adding works. The Bible says it's not by works, but it's any man should boast. It's the gift of God. But by grace through faith are you saved. Beloved, plus nothing, minus nothing. The price was paid in full at Calvary when Jesus died. Now, he didn't give you a license to sin when you get saved. He takes the desire out of you to sin. Beloved, on the inside, that's that swine's nature, that dog's nature, that unclean nature that dwells in every born again, every unbeliever, in their hearts, that old sinful nature that binds in them, beloved. When he saves you, he takes that out of you, puts a new nature, divine nature in you, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He gives you the overcomer on the inside. And so the Christian has no excuse whatsoever, beloved, of practicing willful acts of sin. If you practice willful acts of sin, the Bible said after you've been receiving all the truth, or you've been saved, you said there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. But a certain people looking for a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary, God will chasten you, beloved, if you genuinely been saved. The scripture said all the Lord saves said that comes to him that's been born again, he's chasing them, he's chasing his children. Everybody, beloved, that's been born again receives the chastising rod. When they're disobedient, God will whip all of his children if he doesn't correct you, beloved, about the error of your ways. It's evident you're not saved. If you're not grieved when you run around, beloved, and do things you're unbecoming, even bad faults, if you're not grieved about that, there's something wrong with what you've got. I'll guarantee you there is. How could you not be grieved having God's divine presence on the inside if you fall to sin? That's an automatic, beloved. If you're saved, you're grieved at sin. You hate sin. You despise sin. You hate the things of the flesh. You love the good things of God. Thy word, very pure, therefore thy servant, beloved. Yes, beloved, it depends on who you're serving. This afternoon, I'm afraid a lot of you listen to my voice. You're just a poor, pitiful. Now, I'm concerned about you. I'm not trying to degrade you. I'm trying to help you. You're just a poor, pitiful, lost church member with a head, not a lip service. You've been these whole wild emotional services, brother, where they work you up, jack you up, and put things in your mouth and in your mind, and you went along with the rest of the crowd, and you thought this is the way it really, really is. Well, it's not that way. That's emotions of flesh, beloved, and the thing in the world, but the old stinking flesh, the deceptive flesh, beloved, it's overwhelmed your mind. You got all excited in your flesh. You never have a personal experience in grace. When you have a real personal experience in grace, when you pass from death unto life, God will give you love for the truth, the Word of God. The Word of God is pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. And then he'll give you love for the brethren. He'll give you love, beloved, for everything that's just and good. You'll stop all that old pretense and all that old apostasy. When you really get real, when you get right, brother, when you get saved, I'll guarantee you, it'll make a difference in your life. He said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about saved from sin, not saved in sin. God certainly don't give you a license, beloved, to practice sin when you get saved. If you've got a desire to sin and carry on in your flesh, beloved, I'm talking about coming from the end of something wrong with what you've got. God puts a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when you get saved, you don't want to sin. You don't want to do things that is pleasing in God's precious sight. You want to please him who's called you, chosen you to be a soldier. And, beloved, if you please him, you're going to have to present your body, paid as a living sacrifice. Give yourself unto God, which is only your reasonable service. The Bible says, and be not conformed this world will be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You might prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Most people, it grieves me. I'm concerned about them, beloved. They got a bunch of buzzards and a bunch of vultures, a bunch of ungodly wolves in sheep clothing, a bunch of dumb dogs that can't bark, unclean, in other words, who sit in their pulpit proclaiming themselves to be some divine anointed one, jumping up down acting like a bunch of fools, beloved. They don't even know. They don't have a clue about who God is. It is in the figment of their imagination, and for the fortune and for the fame and everything else that goes along with it, beloved, and they won't have the preeminence. They have their puffed up and bowled up. They're blind leaders of the blind. They're all going to fall in this. They cannot, beloved, help you. You cannot get saved under the blind. The blind can't lead the blind. They'll all fall in ditch. Only the members of the body of Christ, only does he use his children, his church, his body, as his organism, beloved, a living body, praise God, of which he's the head. He gives all the instruction, and if the body does find its place and take its place, beloved, even though you might feel a bit of piece of skin on the bottom of the toe, that's what I feel like I am, just barely in there, but I'm in there by grace, but I'm trying to fight a good fight and keep the faith and run the race that's set before me with patience, looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Thank God for Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. What he started, he'll finish it. I don't have to worry about holding on and holding out. Praise God, he's got a hold on me. Yes, sir. I'm in his hand. He said, nobody is able to pluck them out of my hand. That's what Jesus said. I believe he said what he meant and meant what he said. He said, my sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish. Praise God. I want you to look at that for yourself, beloved. If you don't believe it, that's not my fault. That's your fault. You got a problem. Jesus said it, they'll make it so. Jesus said, my sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish, and no man, praise God, is ever separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our lovely Lord. What a wonderful Savior. Hope you'll get saved. I don't want you to miss heaven. If you go in the condition and the shape that you're in, beloved, and all these old wild emotional services that you're in and people working on your flesh and on your mind, beloved, I'll guarantee you're going to wind up destitute. You're going to wind up without hope. You're going to wind up without a chance of ever going to heaven. Jesus said you must be born again. We're not talking about lip service. We're not talking about a mind knowledge, beloved. We're talking about a heartfelt, no soul salvation. Now, the heart means the death, the center of your soul. You've got to believe on him in your heart. You've got to receive him as your personal Savior. You've got to see yourself as a sinner, dead in sin, dead in trespassing sin. You've got to call him with a bold call and a contrite spirit. Give up yourself, give up the world, give up the flesh, and come to him and ask him to save him. Trust him that he will. Believe on him. Receive him as your personal Savior. And then when you get saved, you'll know all about it. You know what I'm talking about, to be the truth. And the only way is through the shed blood of Jesus. Now, see, my time just about gone. I want you to write to us, pray for us, and God bless you, sir. I pray in his name.